For Rebecca Gilbert, art starts in the barnyard.
They're getting a second breakfast today. Yeah.
Rebecca is a fiber artist. She spins her sheep's wool into yarn, and she dyes it with plants and mushrooms that grow in her garden. Some of the yarn she sells to other artists and knitters, and some of it she uses herself to make things like hats and baby booties. But mostly, she loves to work with dyes.
It's fun to see how the combinations come out with the yellows, greens, and blues that blend really nicely together. I'd like to make a shawl with them that look like the ocean.
Rebecca is 62. She has a mane of white hair and a wardrobe of bright colors and bold patterns. She and her husband own and operate Native Earth Teaching Farm in Chilmark on Martha's Vineyard. They farm about 5 of the 30 acres, and it's home to all kinds of animals. Rebecca's grandparents purchased the farm in the 1920s. She grew up in Newton and visited both sets of grandparents on the island in the summers. That's when her grandmothers introduced her to the fiber arts. One taught her to spin, and one taught her to knit. As Rebecca got older, spinning became much more than a hobby. It became a necessity.
It was very good for me as a troubled teenager. But it was a time of never feeling like I belonged anywhere or that anybody understood me. So my most relaxed times were spent alone, upstairs in the garret spinning. And I had a old record player up there and a couple spinning wheels, and I would just go up there and spin. And it just allowed me a lot of time to think.
As an adult, Rebecca finds that time to think while experimenting with natural dyes like onion skins, goldenrod, and walnut husks. She likes that they're gentle and non-toxic. The worst they'll do is stain your hands for a couple of days.
This is my high-tech dye studio. And then this is an indigo vat. When you pull your fiber out of the vat, it's not blue, it's yellow or green. And then as the oxygen hits it, it turns into that fabulous blue. That's something that never loses its fascination for me.
Rebecca shares that fascination by teaching workshops on spinning and dyeing throughout the year. She says that participating with nature in this way has completely changed her life.
When my husband and I met, neither of us was really a prize. We had some substance abuse problems, and I had a lot of problem with depression. It has been a problem for me all my life. And it's less of a problem now than it has ever been. Even on my worst day, I'll say, okay, I'll drag myself out there, I'll feed the animals, and then I'll go back to bed. Well, after I've gotten dressed and gone outside and done a bunch of stuff in the fresh air and laughed at a few goats, I don't usually feel like going back to bed. I usually feel like having some breakfast.
Spinning, dyeing, and farm life can be largely the same year in and year out. Rebecca told me that as a teenager, the monotony would have been her biggest fear. But over time, she's learned that farming offers daily surprises. Ducklings and chicks hatching, goats and pigs playing, yarn changing colors overnight.
And that has worked for me not only on a daily level, but on a life level. And I've gotten really attached to feeling so much better and not being so depressed and appreciating and being so grateful for the life that I have.
For WCAI's Creative Life, I'm Melody Rowell on Martha's Vineyard.